So what are you eating for dinner a week from Friday night? In other words, what are you supposed to... So what am I eating? Okay, he's coming to my house. You're invited. But what are you eating? Chametz or matzah? Next Friday night. Not this Friday night. Next Friday night. You could have matzah or no? So, it would be a lot easier if you could just eat matzah. So the Rama writes in Hilchas Pesach that on Erev Pesach, in the next week Shabbos, Avol Matzah Sheyotzim Babalayla Asro Echol Kol Yom Arba Asar. You're not allowed to eat matzah next Shabbos. You with me? The day of Erev Pesach, because in general, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Brura explains the reason for that is because we want it to be recognizable that the matzah that you're eating at the night of the Seder is matzah of mitzvah. It's not just my breakfast I had matzah, my lunch I had matzah on Erev Pesach. So the night of the Seder I also eat matzah. What's the difference? So therefore we refrain from having matzah in a general year on Erev Pesach, which this year would be Shabbos. But when does Erev Pesach start? Does Erev Pesach start the night before Pesach? Meaning, the night of Yud Dalid, the night of the Bedikah in general, in a regular year? Or does it start in the morning? So for this already is a dispute. Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik famously remarked that of course you're allowed to eat matzah in general, a regular year, the night before Pesach. Why? Because we say in Manishtana, what do we say? Shebuchol halelos anu ochlin, who knows the words? Chametz matzah, which means that every night of the year, you have the option to eat chametz or matzah, except on Pesach. That would imply that the night before Pesach, what are you allowed to eat? Chametz or matzah. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, you're allowed to eat matzah the night before Pesach in general. Okay, great. Others disagree. Rabbi Yashub says it's better to refrain even starting the night beforehand, but clearly there's a dispute about that. Now, does anyone here not eat matzah before that point? Answer is yes, because the Mishnah Berurah writes that some have the minug. Now, it's just some have the minug. I'm not belittling the minug because I do it as well, but keep in mind the Rama says you're allowed to have matzah the day before Erev Pesach, but the minug is, says the Mishnah Berurah, some have the minug to not eat matzah starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Some even have it, like myself, more Hasidim have the minug as well, 30 days before Pesach, which would be from basically Purim time. So that is the basics, but halachically, if you have a real halachically, you're just not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to eat matzah, Erev Pesach, and not even the night before. So let's say you have that minug. You're not one of these chassidim who stop eating matzah 30 days before. You stop eating matzah in general Erev Pesach. So I ask you the question. According to those people, Friday night this year, in a week and 12 days, 13 days from now, whatever it is, yeah, what are you going to be eating according to those people? Can they have matzah Friday night? If in general your minhag is only not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, so you should have, maybe it should be ideal. Of course you should have matzah next Friday night. Why? Why is matzah better than chametz? Because why do you want to have chametz in your house 24 hours before Pesach when it's already Shabbos? So if your minhag is not to eat matzah only on Erev Pesach, of course you should have matzah Friday night meal. Why not? Comes along the priesthood and says, well, I've got another problem for you of why you shouldn't do that, maybe. When is burning chametz in this weird year? Friday. What time on Friday? Why at 11? You can eat chametz after the burning. You know why? Because we don't want to confuse. Exactly. I would be the first one to fall for it. I'd get confused. Since in a regular year, we have beer chametz at 11 or so o'clock. So to this year, at 11 o'clock. When does the rabbi do the mechiras chametz? In general, okay, whole dispute, but simply put, according to many poskim, he does it at the same exact time that he does it every year, which would be this year, Friday afternoon at 11 o'clock. That time, same time as he would do it in a regular year, at 11 or so o'clock. So let me ask you a question. In a regular year, when do you stop eating matzah? according to these regular posting the day before, in the morning of the day before. But what's considered the day before this year? So says the priest said that maybe, just like we're burning chametz on Friday at 11 a.m., like as if it was Erev Pesach, we're selling the chametz at 11 a.m. on Friday morning as if it was Erev Pesach. You know when you should stop eating matzah? Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. when or whatever time is Alos HaShachar. In other words, even if your minhag is in general, I eat matzah up until the day before Pesach. You know what the day before Pesach is this year? Friday morning. Because we don't want you to get confused from other years. Then he says, well, maybe that's not the same. Because when it comes to burning the chametz, when it comes to selling the chametz, you're playing with fire, literally and figuratively. Why? Because worse, if you mess it up in another year and you burn the chametz at the wrong time, or sell the chametz at the wrong time, you're going to own chametz on Pesach. That would be very bad. Here, worse comes to worse, if you mess it up and you eat matzah Erev Pesach, I'm not belittling doing an Avera, but it's not the biggest deal. It will just mean that you come into the Seder without having that love of a delicious, tasty matzah that you otherwise would have had you not eaten it on Friday. So says the priest said that maybe you could eat matzah Friday this year or not. He comes out and says you should probably be strict because some people stop eating matzah even a month before. So even if your minhag is only, oh, I don't eat matzah just a day before, this year you should be machmir and do 2 days before, which would mean you can't eat matzah Friday night for your Friday night meal, even though... So yeah, it's an interesting point. It would come out that, well, first of all, some say maybe you should stop eating chametz except for the bare minimum. But this, you're right, it's interesting. It comes out that matzah is more strict than chametz in that regard. It's an interesting point. Comes along many other posts, Kamenite Gavriel and the Marshag and the Marshik, Maramshik. They say, no, come on. That's ridiculous. I understand you want to be strict about burning the chametz and selling the chametz, but to eat matzah, if you're minigas, you only don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So don't eat on Erev Pesach. Why should it be machmer an extra day? And in fact, the Nitei Gavriel says something wild. He says it's preferable to have matzah Friday night. He even seems to say, maybe even this year, even for in general, even if your minig is perhaps to do it for longer, you don't eat matzah for many days, maybe this year it's better to have it Friday night. You know why? What's going to happen? You're going to give your 7-year-old or 4-year-old a piece of challah. What's going to happen? He's going to run around the whole house. So for sure, this year is a great year to encourage having Friday night matzah. That's what he wants to suggest. Now, practically speaking, we don't, because our minhag is we don't have matzah even a month beforehand. But if your minhag is, anyone have this minhag just to refrain from matzah only on the day before Pesach? Anyone here? Yeah? Oh, good. So that's your minhag. So then this year, maybe it would be better to have matzah Friday night for your Friday night meal. Final issue is, okay, so you're very machmir, you don't have matzah even a month beforehand. So how many challah rolls do you need for your Friday night meal? No? One or two? One, and then just take a matzah and put it there this way. You'll decrease your chametz by 50%. I've got a good eitzah to make your wife happy. Tell her, dear, you only need to buy one challah for Friday night because I'm just going to have one challah roll, and I'll have a matzah. Don't put them next to each other, mamish. I'll take a matzah and a wrap, a silver wrap. I'll put it right next to each other, and I'll say, here's one challah roll, one matzah. I'm not going to eat the matzah. I'm just going to eat the challah. Brilliant suggestion. Does it work or does it not work? You don't eat the matzah because you don't eat matzah 30 days. That's the million-dollar question. So many poskim, the Pri Asada, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Chus Hanagas say it is 100% permitted to do so. Because really it's just a minig, you're not eating it. And you don't need to technically be able to eat, and a child could eat perhaps that matzah. It's just a minig, and therefore they say it's fine to use it as lechem mishnah, as long as you don't eat it, obviously. Some disagree. The Shalmei Moshe cites the Chazon Ish, who says, you know why you should combine it? He says, not because it works as a good combination of challah and matzah, but you know what? He says something wild. You only really should have one challah Friday night this year. You know why? What about lechem mishnah? Lechem mishnah is like yarg val yavor. You know what's yarg val yavor? Having chametz in your house. So he says, you shouldn't have two challah rolls, because what's going to happen to the second challah roll? It's going to be spread around all your house. Look, if you have a million kids that they could eat the challah rolls in 10 seconds and fine, you could have two challah rolls. If it's just you and your wife and you don't like challah so much, to have two challah rolls, what's going to happen? It's going to end up, you're risking, you're playing with fire over here. therefore he says, have one challah, we'll have one matzah. Whether they combine or whether they don't, doesn't make a difference. Really, in the end of the day, one challah would be enough. I don't think the minhag is to follow this Chazon Ish. I'll just end with a wild point by the Maritz Rebbe. The Maritz Rebbe cited in the Nitei Gavriel. He once needed Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos Erev Pesach. And what did he do? He didn't have any chametz. So he only had matzahs. What's he going to do? He needs matzah. He needs to eat something for Lechem Mishnah. He has no challah, and it's Erev Pesach. Like this year, Shabbos Erev Pesach. What's he supposed to eat? He can't have matzah. He doesn't have any challah. What's he supposed to do? So you know what he did? He took chametz brandy and poured it all over the matzah. And then he said, now I could have a Lechem Mishnah, because this matzah now is no longer usable for the Seder. And so therefore he says, that would be fine. He says, this answers up the question of the Tzlach. The Tzlach says, why don't we have, say, Mizmor with soda? Why haven't we no carbon toda on Erev Pesach? And he says, because there's chametz. Frech the Tzlach. What do you mean? Because there's no chametz in Erev Pesach, fine. But there's also no matzah in Erev Pesach. So why does the Tzlach only pick on the fact that there's no chametz? Why does the Gemara say, because there's no chametz in Erev Pesach? Ask the Tzlach. You also can't have matzah in Erev Pesach. Says the Maritz Rebbe. Says, no, you could have the carbon toda with the matzah in Erev Pesach. You would just pour brandy all over it, and it would be fine to eat. So that's what he says. Look, everyone should remember the fundamentals. Don't make a mess with your challah. Probably don't have matzah unless your minhag is only not to have matzah on Erev Pesach. Otherwise, you should have one or two challah rolls and try to be careful not to make a mess.